Wow. I've just had this short conversation with somebody. This is all about work. I just had a short conversation with somebody, and the way he responded to my request has just blown me out of the water, and I just want to pass it on to you. Now, the person has to remain anonymous. The context has to remain anonymous. But I rang and I said, look, we are in the running for a contract with a potential client, and the potential client wants some credentials on me personally. Right? The potential client doesn't know me very well, has met me many times, but wants a third-party view on me. And I said to this person, would you mind doing that? And he said, I would be honored, Paul, I would be honored. I would be delighted to do it. You can, you know, and I just think that little phrase, you know, I would be honored to do it. I mean, in the full flush of enthusiasm, on my way home tonight, it's just fantastic, because it is the nicest response you could possibly get from somebody. Not that they, you know, just agreed to do it, right? I mean, there was a reason why I thought the person would agree to do it, because I have worked for this person. I have worked closely with this person. So I did expect them to say yes, but that really wasn't the point. The point was how they said yes. And it resonates with one thing I have learned, and it took me a long time to learn it, which is that if you're going to do something, do it fulsomely, wholesomely, and fully. Don't do it with reservation and caveats all around it. You know, bite the bullet and say yes. But if you want to really, really, you know, create a great, great feeling in the person who you're agreeing to help, speak immediately and confidently your yes in a particular way. You don't have to say, I'd be honored. You can find your own words or anything like that. But there is something remarkably noticeable and memorable about a response that comes straight out of the heart with conviction and energy. It's one heck of a differentiator between people. And you end up, like me, being terribly, terribly grateful to that person for their generosity of spirit, not just their what they have functionally, transactionally agreed to do. Because they have actually, in a kind of a way, you know, reached out to you with love, to be truthful, you know, to say, I'd be honored to do it for you. I felt loved. Anyway, I'm just expressing that in case it would help anybody else, you know, to do the same thing for somebody who you feel strongly in favor of. So yeah, this is Paul O'Mahony, the co-founder of Change Agents, actually expressing a bit of passion for communicating in a really effective way. Thanks very much.